fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. And she says, or he says, yeah, I think so. I go, well, that's good, man. I'm glad to hear that. So I'm just trying to come off as this is no big deal. But all in my head, I'm dying. I'm dying on the inside. I'm like, when am I just going to shut the fuck up? So those are the first two interactions. Now, that, mind you, that happened right after I saw Drew and reintroduced myself to his wife, who I didn't know her name, and I've met many times. I had that interaction. I walked 5 steps. Hey, Steve, what the hell happened to you? Within 2 minutes, I forgot a person that I've known and their name, forgot that I even met her, and then said to the stroke victim, what the hell happened to you? Son of a bitch. Tyler says, these moments are my favorite thing, LOL. This is what I mean when I say news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. The show is my personal adventures. I mean, news and nonsense, whatever. I mean, maybe there's something to talk about. But more often than not, all I got to do is, by the time I get done with this podcast day, I've got 20 hours and something fucked up's going to happen. And I'm going to sit right here 20 hours after and say, hey, guess what fuckface me did today? Motherfucker, I had a stroke. God damn it. Becca says, OMG, with many laughy emojis. She says, I thought I was bad in the wild. Corey says, they probably talked about you after you left. Chris says, asshole of the day, easy for not being in Zaytunian mode for the golf outing. Yeah, I got to slow the fuck down. I got to quit being so fucking hyper. I got to meticulously approach, scan my surroundings. Who's there? Who do I know? Who's this person? What's their name? Like, get it all down. Like, peer in from afar. Maybe like with binoculars. Okay, I think I know that guy. Okay, avoid him. Uh-huh. Okay, I know that one. It's Brittany. Okay, I know her. Okay, there's Phil. I got him. See, I remember that guy. I think it has something to do with the Whitecaps. Okay, don't talk to him. Get a name on that guy. Okay, I know him. All right. All right, good. Chris says, asshole of the day nomination, easy. I already read that one, didn't I? Did I read that one? I think I read that one. Chris says, and then to top it all off, I'll be on Carl's YouTube trying to get him. That's me saying. And then to top it all off, I'll be on Carl's YouTube trying to get him canceled with my butt and twig. Epilogue. I reached out to Steve Jabaro, the owner of the team, who witnessed me say, hey, what happened? Or witnessed me, the guy saying, witnessed me, I had a stroke. I'm like, oh, shit. So bad. So I honestly thought that the dude from VizCom had like a sprained knee or something when I saw him. I felt like a jackass when he said he had a stroke. Holy fuck, I'm so sorry. Steve wrote, ha ha, no, all good, man. He was cool about it. I wrote, poor guy. He said, yeah, he's the best, dude. So much of a shit sandwich. Yeah, having a stroke, I can imagine. I mean, that's fucked up. I watched that stroke cook the brain of Jack Annette. Dave Jack Annette was, when we were at Cumulus, Jack Annette was there. And he was, I mean, he ended up, it wrecked his career. He couldn't work anymore. Jack Annette was right away, as soon as I met him when I started at Cumulus, I'm like, this guy's salt of the earth. This guy, he's the guy you like run through a brick wall for. He's that wonderful. Well, when that fucking whore, I take it back. No, when that alleged whore, that's how I got to say it. Redheaded B-Lips took over. That crazy fucking son of a bitch asshole. When she took over, she immediately made that place a pressure cooker for Jack Annette. I was talking with Bill about this. We stand by the theory that if it wasn't for her, Jack Annette would still be working. Like, she made it such a stressful environment for Jack Annette in particular that he stroked out. And he didn't, because if you start having a stroke, there's time to, you know, limit the damage. If you can get to a hospital ASAP, he did not do that. And he ended up stroking out and fucked up his speech. So if I have a stroke, I don't know if I would be able to do this. I take it back. I may still attempt to do it with stroke voice. Because as long as I can do my thing, it might actually make the show better if I can do it with stroke voice. Now, the thing about Jack Annette is he had bad stroke voice. And then when I would talk to him afterwards, over time, it seemed like he was sounding less strokey. So I said, Dave, what? You should get back in the game. No, I can't. It wasn't that bad. I go, come on, Dave, you can do it. Tyler says it's known as the golden hour for stroke treatment. Like, there is a way to turn it around somehow if you're starting to stroke out. All right. Chris says, you'd be like Dick Clark. He was depressing as fuck to see on TV. Yeah, that's true. But all he's doing was counting down the new year. If Dick Clark was on TV telling people to go fuck themselves in stroke voice, there may have been some entertainment value to that. Especially if he's, you know, throwing it down to Ryan Seacrest and he's calling him a fucking asshole or something like that.
And now we're going to go down to Ryan Seacrest. Fuck you, Ryan.
I mean, that's gold. That's wonderful. Tyler says if EZ sounded strokey, people would be more willing to give him a pass on forgetting names as much as he does. Corey says that would be funny if Dick Clark was doing stroke voice but still didn't give a shit. So if I'm on here saying,
hey, Joe Martinez, fuck you, Joe. And your fucking Michigan team. Suck my fucking dick. Fuck you, Joe. So I walked up to her and I said, you're transgender, aren't you?
Piano Finger Banger says you sound like Lou Holtz. Watch, I'm going to have one today. It's happening today.
Eat my ass, you stupid bitch whore.
I was going to tell you a story. It was just in my brain, and then it just disappeared. What was I going to talk about? Oh, shit. God, I hate it when I do this. Typically, I like to write it down. Like, if I get reminded of something on here, I write it down, and I didn't write it down. Like, yesterday on the show, when people asked me about Ernie, I wrote it down, Ernie. Mention Ernie or talk about get them caught up on Ernie. But we're very lucky because we've got this sweetheart, Kenny, who filled in the blanks for everybody. So that made my job so much easier. I mean, I had a great story that I could have parked on and told about Ernie being a walking statutory rape charge. But I Kenny picked up the ball for me because he's beautiful. And that's why we love him. I think he's either in a meeting or this is... because sometimes on a day like yesterday, because it wasn't bad. It wasn't horrible. I didn't lose my shit and call him awful names. I would never do that anymore. I wouldn't do that. But I did, in fact, smack him on the nose. A lot of times when Kenny gets the nose smack... like the dog shit in the corner or something like that. He then kind of the next day, he's like, oh man, I better just have a low profile. Bob says, just think about how long Jim Ross kept doing commentary after stroking out. Yeah, you got to pick up the pieces, I think. Let's see. What the fuck does that? Okay. I can't read my writing. Oh, this morning, we had an incident in the house. I'm pretty sure I lost all of my Pooh Bear points. This is also in the personal adventures category of the Eric Zane Show podcast. My fuse was lit because Darla kept interrupting everything I'm doing. She'd come in here and cry. And so you let her out, and it isn't so much that it's raining, because it wasn't raining, but there was moisture on the ground. If there's even moisture on the ground, she turns around and goes back inside. So she hasn't gone potty. So she gets back upstairs, starts crying, wants to go potty. Take her back outside. Okay. And so this all happens. And I'm like, oh, fuck, God damn it. It's getting under my skin. No big deal, though. Then what I don't know is that Benny's not feeling well. So I go downstairs, and the NFK is up, and he says, hey, you got a fucking bag? There's poo-poo in the sunroom, so fucking shit, fuck. You got a bag? And I'm like, hold that thought, because I only had like 1 minute. The news was playing. I had to get upstairs. This is when, cause the Q100 show is what I was doing. I was like, okay. So this is all happening at once. I go upstairs and I go, honey, there's this down. And she goes, who did it? And I'm like, it doesn't matter who did it. I don't know who did it. I haven't, you know, interrogated each dog. I'm thinking, I didn't say that. I just said, I don't know. It doesn't matter who did it. But I'm just letting you know, that I have to get back into the studio. So she takes care of it. 90 seconds later, I come downstairs and I hear her say something that, do any of you have a word that just drives you up a wall? You just can't handle it? I know that for some people, the word moist, it wrecks your brain. Now, for me, I have a word that I don't like. And I don't like it used in the context of anything, but in particular in the context that I heard it today. Like, if Pooh Bear baked a loaf of bread and said, you're going to love this. It's fresh. The word fresh, I hate it. I have a visible reaction to the word fresh. Now that's when you're describing something that's good, a hot loaf of bread. Pooh Bear is using it to describe shit. And I hear her in the other room. Kevin goes, who the fuck did that? She fucking shit, fuck. I guess they want to know who did it. It's a ward thing, I guess. And she goes, well, I don't know. It's not fresh. So it must have been Benny. So she says it's not fresh. And I'm like, ugh. I go upstairs. Later on, minutes later, she goes, so I've got to tell you about something. Now, all she wants to say is keep an eye on Benny. He's not feeling well. But that's not possible for her to. She struggles as she gets older with brevity. I love brevity. If she'd have just said, Benny's not feeling well, keep an eye on him today. That's all I need. But she's got to give me the background. So yesterday, Benny didn't go out. He didn't really go out. And I get the impression that he wasn't feeling well. So anyway, downstairs, I noticed that the shit wasn't fresh. And I interrupted her and I go, can you not refer to shit as fresh? Is there any way you cannot use that word on it? I mean, and then she starts, she goes, oh, well, anyway, and then she gets annoyed with me. So I go, don't get annoyed with me. I'm just telling you, please don't say fresh when describing shit. Now she's annoyed with me. And she starts giving me this long rundown as to who took the shit. And she's giving me all this background. And she hasn't yet told me that Benny's not feeling well. But she's taken the long way to get there. And I go, look, I don't give a shit. Now I'm pissed. I don't give a shit who shit. She goes, fine, fuck you. And she walks out of the house. And she's furious. So then I go walking out after. And I go, hey. And she ignores me. Keeps walking. I go, honey, trying to talk to you. She goes, well, I know that you are, and I'm ignoring you. She goes, she opens up her car door. She's getting ready to get in the car. I go, look, hang on. I go, you started to bug the shit out of me when you got pissed off at me when I just asked you to not use the word fresh. You can't say fresh. No more, especially around shit. You can't say fresh shit. It sounds like a Larry David fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. I go, so I got pissed. Now I'm defensive because you're defensive at me because all I asked you to do is not say the word fresh. She goes, well, that's stupid. I go, whatever. Who gives a fuck? And then you're taking the law. You're giving me this whole fucking long ass story about who shit. I don't care who shit. She goes, I was trying to tell you that Benny's not feeling well. I go, then just tell me that. So you got to say Benny's not feeling well. Oh my God. And then she comes up to me and she takes her thumb and her index finger and puts my tit meat in between them, and she twisted the shit out of my tit so goddamn hard. I'm like, ah! I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? This violent, horrible, Irish fucking ward son of a bitch asshole. That's my penance. She goes, I just want to twist it off. I just want to twist your fucking titty off. And I go, well, you are. That was it. We hugged. I gave her a kiss on the head. And that was the end of that. Tyler says, here's the size of the problem, and here's the size of your reaction while twisting Eric's tit off his chest. No, she's a fucking hothead. Corey says, I really hope that part of the argument happened outside in front of the neighbors. What the part that went upstairs when I said, I don't give a shit who shit. That was upstairs. And it was loud. Downstairs, and when she squeezed my titty off, that was in the garage. Piano Finger Banger says, this sounds like a healthy relationship. Stevie says, that is foreplay. I don't know if it is. Kenny says, did this flare-up end with no nookie for you tonight? And then me responding with, yeah, well, I don't have any jizz for you anyway. Tyler says, the Queen of the Forest is pissed because EZ was getting fresh with her. You know, I don't like the word fresh, but I especially don't like it the way she uses it. The word fresh is my word that I cannot handle. Don't ask me why. I don't know. All right. I don't have a ton much here left to finish this show, but it'll take me to a pretty good point. It can't be foreplay because EZ has a broken ding dong. Thank you. Thank you for the reminder. I will be on today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for Who Are These Broadcasters with Christian Blatt. You can find it live on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. You know, that show has about 5 to 6 times the audience as this show does on Twitch. It's doing pretty well. People get on there and they say shit like, oh, my God, look at these losers. They only got 100 people watching. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking great for me. Truth be told, the lion's share of my audience is still the audio podcast. That is where the rubber meets the road for your old pal EZ, which I just signed on a new sponsor to the audio podcast. You don't even hear this sponsor during the live podcast. But this sounds dangerous to me. It's called Prize Picks. So if you go to prizepicks.com and use the code Eric Zane, you get something. I don't know what. Free play. It's on the copy, which I don't have memorized. And I record a commercial for them, and they put it into my podcast automatically. Corey says, if you have more than 5 viewers on Twitch, you're already in the top 0.05%. Or some shit. Prize Picks goes like this. You get your account and you, what you do is, let's say you want to, I have to use certain words. You have to say more than, less than. So if I make my first pick and it says, what's the name of the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs? Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, will he have more than 250 yards passing or less than? Green arrow is more than, red arrow is less than. You make your pick. The next one is some baseball player. Is he going to have more than or less than? Shohei Ohtani, will he have more than or less than 2 hits in the next game? And you make your pick, more than or less than. The Buffalo Bills, will they have more than or less than 26 points in their next game? You make your pick. And you do that up to 6 times. The more picks you make, the higher you will be reaping the rewards when and if you get them all right. So this seems awesome. And it seems like just the type of thing that I would get addicted to. Because I know me. I am a dopamine-infused motherfucker. If I get the dopamine, it's happening again. That's why I try to piss people off all the time. That's my dopamine. But if I do this and I'm successful at it, goodbye, house. They gave me like a bunch of money to play with for free, like credits. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, man, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to pick my ass off. Yeah, I can't wait. I ain't doing it. No way. You go to it and you do it and you have fun. I am not wired that way. If I do anything, I'm addicted to it. That's why Pooh Bear was happy when I was addicted to triathlon. She's like, oh, thank God, it's better than a mistress. I go, you're telling me. She says, you can ride that bike all you want. Just don't ride any chicks or your tits are coming off. Fair enough. All right. That's Prize Picks. That's a free one on this podcast. The insurance agent of choice is Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Open enrollment is very soon, I think. Don't do it alone. Reach out to Frank. If you need health insurance and you're getting it from the marketplace, you're probably either self-employed, in between jobs, or perhaps your employer does not offer insurance. You can still get a healthcare policy and have Frank help you do it. His services are free, and I highly recommend that you reach out to him when it comes to making sure that you are getting the right policy for you. I would hate for you to sign up at healthcare.gov on your own, and the next thing you know, you're like, oh, God, I can't use my physician, the one that I've been used to all these years. I've been going to. I can't. He's not covered with this policy. Make sure you get the right policy. Frank can make sure that you have done that. Reach out to him at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com and mention me. My pal, Zach Marco at EstateWise. I like talking about Zach because this is so important and it's something that no one ever thinks about. All right? Having an estate plan involves preparing for the future and ensuring that your assets are distributed according to your wishes. Estate planning is not just for the elderly. Whether you're young, middle-aged, whether you have children, or you don't, planning for the future is crucial. It's about more than just dividing your assets. It's about securing your family's future and avoiding costly probate and making sure that you are in control over your legacy. If you don't have this taken care of, if you don't pay the handful of dollars that it costs to get this done, and Zach can help you no matter where you are, you're running a risk that your loved ones will have to deal with probate, which costs money. It's time consuming and it doesn't always work. A lot of times, your assets can be locked up in probate for years. Forget that. Make sure that this is all taken care of ahead of time with an estate plan from EstateWise, EstateWise.com. This also includes power of attorney. In case you are incapacitated, someone needs to be making the decisions for you, either medically or when it comes to your finances. Like, if something happens to me, if I do a Dave Jackinette and stroke out, Pooh Bear obviously has power of attorney. She's going to make all those decisions for me. It's already set in place. We don't have, it's immediately, it's already done. If we both stroke out, we have, through our children, a plan in place. This is all taken care of. Everything is written down. He gives me a nice binder full of the hard copies, all signed, sealed, and delivered, and then a digital copy. If you want more information about getting started on this, reach out to Zach at 616-540-7544. That is 616-540-7544. I will be back in just a moment. Your old pal, EZ, needs to tinkle. All right, I'm back, and I see your awful comments. Piano Finger Banger says, some say EZ went to go freshen up. Tyler says, perhaps he had to go drop a fresh shit. Yeah, I hate the word fresh. I especially hate it when it's used by Pooh Bear. She says fresh in a way like she really emphasizes the E-S-H at the end of it. Fresh. Fresh shit. Kills me. Bad day for the arthritis. God damn it. I don't know what the deal is. Well, I mean, I know what the deal is. Got an arthritic knee. Yesterday, I was on my feet for quite a while, and I wasn't wearing the best of shoes, and now I'm paying for it. It's to a point now where just standing. Walking is a chore now. I walk with a limp, especially if I haven't been moving. And the limp is pronounced enough that now the leg that's not hurting, it's starting to hurt in areas that didn't hurt before. I know I'm due for a doctor's appointment soon for my physical. And I think that's the conversation I need to have with him. What happened to knees over toes? You were doing awesome when you were doing that. I think it got to a point where it wasn't working for me. I could try that again. It did great at first. But then, I don't know, maybe the arthritis is progressing in a certain way. I know that Rick's like, oh, yeah, you're an asshole. That's why I was like, well, hell, everybody's different. My arthritis might be different than yours, ding dong. God damn. All right. We are less than 1 week away from the latest weigh-in on the fat-a-thon between Kenny and Jeremy. We haven't really discussed that at all, but I'm excited about next weekend. I'm excited that you guys have continued to lose weight. I love that. Don't forget, week one in the books. Kenny gets the win on week one of the fat-a-thon. He weighed in at 319, while Jeremy weighed in at 321.1. Kenny is 1-0, Jeremy 0-1. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this, and you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's a story going around, you may have seen it, about some chick who did one of those genealogy things. Jeremy says he lost another pound and a half overnight. Jeremy, you can't tell us. You got to keep that a secret until weigh-in day. That's kind of what we talked about. You can weigh, just don't tell us. We want to be surprised with what's going on Monday. Shh. Monday, you weigh in. I love that Tyler says Kenny already has a better record than the Tennessee Titans. Yeah, they stink. They're so bad. My God. So this chick took a genealogy test, and as far as I know, I understand she did it, and it revealed like a person related to her who she didn't recognize who that was, and then did a little digging, and it turns out, now she was aware of this. She was aware that there was a relative of hers when he was like 6 years old in the 1950s. He went missing, and nobody knew where the fuck he went. They thought the brother had done something, so they thought the brother did it forever, and they like questioned him. They gave him all sorts of shit, trying, oh my God, we know you killed your brother. Come on, tell us. And well, this chick takes a test, and she learns, oh my God, my uncle is alive, and he's in New Jersey or New York or some shit. And so the guy had been abducted by some fucking wacko in the 1950s, and he's alive and well. Boy abducted from California, age 6, found alive more than 70 years later. The guy's name is Lou Albino, which is dangerously close to former WWE manager Lou Albano. But no, this is Luis Albino. Luis Armando Albino was 6 years old. He was playing in a park in California in 1951. 7 decades later, he's been found. Thanks to help from an online ancestry test, old photos, and newspaper clippings. Albino's niece in Oakland, with assistance from police, the FBI, and the Justice Department, located her uncle living on the East Coast. He's a father, he's a grandfather, he's a retired firefighter, and was in the Marines. He was in Vietnam, according to his niece, who is also 60, she's pretty old, 63, Alida Aliquin. She found Albino and reunited him with his California family in June. God damn, this is so weird. I guess my question is, if you're 76 years old, he had to have known he had been abducted. Is this one of those cases where, what do they call it again? Something about munching. It's called munch something. No, that's, or Stockholm, Stockholm Munchausen. Stockholm or Munchausen, one of those. I think it's Stockholm syndrome that, you know, you like care for your captors to some degree. Is that, maybe that's what's going on here. You'd think that as soon as you can make decisions for yourself, you're going to, after you were kidnapped, go ahead and find your family. So that's a question, and I don't know if they answer it in this article. On February 21st, 1951, a woman lured the six-year-old albino from the West Oakland Park where he had been playing with his older brother. The woman promised the Puerto Rican-born boy in Spanish that she would buy him candy. Oh, that's the old boring Dean trick. Instead, the woman kidnapped the child, flew him out to the East Coast, where he ended up with a couple who raised him as if he were their own son. Officials and family members didn't say where on the East Coast he lives. For more than 70 years, Albino remained missing, but he was always in the hearts of his family, and his photo hung at relatives' houses, his niece said. His mom died in 05, but never gave up hope that her son was alive. This is so sad. Cops in Oakland said that because of the niece, this played a key role in finding the uncle. That is called Stockholm Syndrome. David knows a little bit about this story. He says he did remember, but the people who abducted him told him his memory was wrong. In an interview with the news group, she said her uncle hugged me and said thank you for finding me and gave her a kiss on the cheek. Oakland Tribune articles from the time reported cops, soldiers from the local army base, the Coast Guard, and other city employees joined a massive search for the missing boy. Search of waterways. They thought the brother did it. He was interrogated several times by investigators. He stood by his story. He stood by his story about a woman with a bandana around her head taking his brother. The first notion that her uncle might still be alive came in 2020 when, just for fun, Aliquent said she took an online DNA test. It showed a 22% match with a man who eventually turned out to be her uncle. A further search of the time yielded no answers or any response from him. In early 2024, she and her daughters began searching again. They looked at microfilm of articles at the time in the area, including one that had a picture of Luis and Roger, which convinced her that she was on the right track. She went to the Oakland police the same day. And that's when they said, you know, you're right. And then they tracked the guy down. Let's see. The case has been reopened. So that means that people can actually be busted for this, I think. I mean, if you can track down, well, if the guy's 70-something, that means his parents are probably dead, the ones that raised him, these criminals who were in on the abduction. And so is the crazy bitch who took him. But if I'm him, like, I don't know. I mean, he's grown to, I doubt there'd be anybody who would be aware of what had happened and kept it silent. I mean, this is a fucked up story. My God. The Punisher says the fact that anyone could just take a child is something my brain has a hard time coming to terms with. This is something else fucked up is the business of Diddy, you know? And there was a video going around of him asking 15-year-old Justin Bieber why they don't hang out anymore. And it was all weird. After all this, all these allegations about Diddy being a goddamn sexual predator. Now there are, everybody's going back in their archives to, in other people's archives, to kind of like see whose tweets or whatever didn't age well. This is a tweet from January 28th, 2011. It is from Deion Sanders back when he had 10 toes. The tweet reads, sorry, primetimers, I've been at football practice. Coach Prime has Snoop coming to town on the 5th with his all-stars. I'm hitting Diddy now. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that means. I don't think he's actually hitting him. I don't think that he's having sex with him. I'm guessing he's like going to hit him up. Hey, Diddy, come on over. So he's hanging out with Diddy. Also from Coach Prime, Deion Sanders. Prime N Snoop. I think when they do N, when a black person does N, they might be wanting to write the N word. And I don't have a problem. I mean, I kind of love it when black people say the N word. It's just so much more different. On a cultural level, it's a significant word that anybody that says that black people using the N word is offensive is an asshole. It hits differently when it's said by an African American. So I love it. You know, I don't like it when black people say that black people can't say it. No, that's bullshit. And if a black guy were to call me that, I would be so goddamn happy. Prime N Snoop at main event in Plano. Truth N Snoop Dogg All-Stars. It's a family affair. Diddy on the way. Where are you? Truth, says Coach Prime. Coach Prime also says, the lyric was, still folding paper, no longer a jock. Kids say I rock like Diddy. I won't stop. This ain't Twitter. You can't block. Is that a rap? So the lyric was, still folding paper, no longer a jock. Kids say I rock, like Diddy, I won't stop. This ain't Twitter, you can't block. How about this one? I don't think y'all heard me. Diddy, all caps, Snoop, all caps, and Prime with a full house of kids. Report that, media. Truth. And then it says this post has been deleted. That's awesome. I'm trying to locate the... this is the video that Chris sent me. These are all from Chris D, by the way. Chris D, hands down this year, along with Bleeding Heart Brian, biggest contributors to content for the Eric Zane Show podcast. Legendary amount of content. Chris says, call EZ, you talk to the main man. This is the video of Diddy talking to Justin Bieber.
Everything's good? Everything's selling great. Out arenas and everything? Yeah. Starting to act different, huh? You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, I mean, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, you know, partners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really got my number, so.
Right. Okay.
My number?
Yeah. Everything's good?
Oh, that's weird. You see, now everybody's watching all this shit in a different light. Okay? This guy's name is ruined. This Diddy character. So you see something like this, and you wonder what happened. Why did Justin really stop calling Diddy? Because what is being thrown out there is Diddy was sexually active with men, women, boys, girls. I mean, he's very active. And so perhaps Justin is like, I never want to see this guy ever again.
Everything's good.
He seemed very uncomfortable in this. You see, he kind of started to look down when he's trying to explain himself.
Everything's good? Selling out arenas and everything? Yeah. Starting to act different, huh? You ain't been...
Okay, because you noticed he was smiling. It was a normal interaction. And then he said, you're starting to act different.
Everything? Starting to act different, huh? You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, I mean, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, you know, partners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really got my number, so.
Right. Okay.
My number?
Yeah. Everything's good? Selling out arenas.
Weird. I feel bad for the kid. Not a kid now. That is so wild. This has been just a crazy ass time for him. Maureen says it's kind of weird when black people call their dogs the N-word. No. You can't say that. You cannot feel that way. You gotta just let it all go over your head. Okay, now when I get in a closed room, I'm going to laugh at that. Like Dave Chappelle, his usage of the N-word makes me laugh. If someone says it like the way 50 Cent said it about Floyd Mayweather Jr., about reading the Harry Potter book, that's great. I'm all about it. I would never dream of ever uttering that word. If you can read one page out of a Harry Potter book, and then he says it. All right. So that's just strange. This whole Diddy thing is just blowing up. Outside of him getting off because he's got an amazing lawyer, I think this guy he's destined to go like the way of R. Kelly. He's going to spend a lot of hard time over this. It's a little bit fucked up that it took this long for someone to believe all of these people that have come out of the woodwork to talk about Diddy. Becky says, I feel bad for Bieber. Everyone is suggesting that he is one of the victims of Diddy. Nothing confirmed, but if it's true, it explains so much about his life now. Like if he was sexually assaulted or molested or raped or something like that. I know he's been kind of like... I think he's okay now, but I think there was some weird spots for him. Who knows? All right. Before we get to the asshole of the day, and I will take those nominations for the asshole of the day, I would like to also mention one more amazing sponsor. That would be the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332, two more actually, 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. From anywhere in the U.S., you can get into that mortgage loan to buy your dream home. Perhaps your first time buying a house. This is all something you can take advantage of. Or if someone you know or love is thinking about buying a house, please drop the name the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Once you get the house, my God, you may be in need of Kuiper Tree Care for tree removal, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, or tree risk assessment. Reach out to them, and they can get all the information from you, and then come out and give you an estimate. You can call or text now, 616-828-8225. If you are in West Michigan and in need of tree care, reach out now, 616-828-8255, to my amazing sponsor, Kuiper Tree Care, found online at KUIPERtreecare.com. Nominees include me. It says Easy's Memory with Names, Asshole of the Day. Linda says Joe Martinez for making you say untrue things. Boy, I felt like an asshole of the day for damn sure. Linda being very aggressive to Joe Martinez. I would say you can argue that Michigan State could be an asshole of the day for losing to Boston College. But today, in my opinion, the asshole of the day can only be Diddy. Congrats to you, my friend. You have won the asshole of the day brought to you by TC Paintball. Thank you so much for being here and joining me on the Eric Zane Show podcast. That is my time. Patreon later on. I'll talk to you then. Have a good one, folks. Till then, bye-bye.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.